Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Ew, Kadiri.
Ew, Kadiri. Oh, never do that again.
Never do that again.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
The show, season 3, mix number
2.
Welcome back to the Halal Show, everybody. Oh, guess what, Rika G?
What?
We're calling all aspiring podcasters. Are you looking for a sign? If you're looking for
this
a sign,
is it.
Is your sign to start your own podcast, because we have all the right tools for you. Isn't that right, Rika G?
Oh, yes, of course. Before we started podcasting, you know, we really thought that everything would be such a hassle. Like, you know, like, obviously, you don't know where to start, right? Especially the editing part.
True.
You know, we found the best and most convenient all-around podcast tool out there, which is called Pod Machine.
Yes, cool. Pod Machine. They'll take care of all your podcasting needs, from audio production, designs, even help you market and grow your show. All you have to do is, sit back, relax, create the content, and they'll make it sound professional for you. So you can just start recording like a pro with Pod Machine today. How do they sign up?
Yep, sign up and get a free episode trial. And once you've convinced, once you're convinced, actually, of how good it can be, and how it helped us, you can start for as low as $49.99 for four episodes in a month. Wait, yeah. I convert my yon.
That's like two five.
Yes, there we go. So let na ba?
Sulit sa it. And there's more. If you use the code halo 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 all caps, you get one free episode credit upon subscribing. So just head on to podmachine.com and let them do the dirty work, so you can do the fun stuff and sound like a pro. And also, Rika G, we have another sponsor. If you listen to our first mix of the new year, shout out to Hisense Smart 4K ULED TVs for a better viewing experience. Hisense is recognized as a global provider of flat panel TVs and household appliances.
Oh, yes. And its television sets are powered by the HiView engine, an AI-powered technology that enables fast graphic processing. So this guarantees the finest image and the clearest motion in all types of content that you watch. Can you imagine me watching Grey's Anatomy?
And with AI-powered technology?
Hot damn!
Dr. Grey! McSteamy!
McSteamy! I cannot!
Hisense TVs also run on the Vita U Smart operating system, which is fast and easy to set up. And you can, comes with pre-installed apps like Netflix, YouTube, NBA TV, to name a few. So Hisense TV has never felt so real. You can get your Hisense Smart 4K ULED TV now and get a free sound bar for every purchase. Damn.
I know. Available. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Tell them where it's available.
Okay. Hisense TVs are available in appliance stores nationwide and also in Lazada and Shopee. Okay. You guys have to remember that. Okay. So it's available everywhere. For more information, you guys can follow at Hisense Global on Facebook and at Hisense PH on Instagram. We're just going to spell that for you. It's at HISENSEPH on Instagram. You may also visit Hisense.com.ph.
Yeah. We'll learn more about the TVs in a bit, but welcome to the Halal Show. If it's your first time here, what's up, man?
What's up? This is the most professional podcast out there.
Yeah.
We do pre-production meetings a week before.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We were formerly number 8 on the news and politics section of Spotify, if you want some credentials to go along with it, huh?
Of course. We are both assholes.
We talk about our lives because we want you to care so much about it. But we also have the TTs, the trending topics. Today's TTs, Rika G, involves the spicy one, literally. Spicy one is about a rumor that a Instagram model has pointed towards rap superstar Drake. I felt regarding that. Regarding hot sauce and a condom. Ooh, if you haven't heard about it, we'll tell you about it in a bit. And we're talking also something that is come up on the internet about a company that is willing to pay money to listen to sad breakup songs. We'll fill you in on the details for that. And also something a little bit that caught a lot of flack online from Lito Atienza. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so Lito Atienza just stood against same-sex marriage and divorce in a conversation. I actually don't know the context or how it came up, but he did express his views on same-sex marriage and divorce, which is disappointing, but not
not surprising. If you want to jump straight to the TTs, hit up the timestamps listed in the description below. But let's start with where you been. You want me to go first?
Go ahead.
Dude, for me, the bigger news for me is my family in Pampanga. Not all of them, but a lot of them got COVID, bro.
Oh my gosh. A lot of them.
My Lola got it. My uncle got it. Some of my cousins got it. Thankfully, my mom and my stepdad did not get it. But it's pretty crazy. And, you know, I've been looking through Instagram stories and a lot of people have it. Like so many people in my IG stories have it. Just different, you know.
I know. Yeah.
Different friends. So, you know, just be careful out there, man. That's kind of like the big news in my personal life. But other than
hopefully
that,
they recover soon.
I hope so too. I've just been exercising, eating clean. You know, I'm trying to eat clean. I discovered the joys of cauliflower rice, Rica Garcia. You know, do you ever eat cauliflower rice?
That's some bougie LA type of food, dude.
You know, I go to yoga shit. After. Hot yoga.
No, you go to Erewhon?
No, but cauliflower rice, first of all, I did not know how fucking expensive cauliflower is, man. Mm. Dude, vegetables are so expensive.
It's expensive. Cauliflower is one of the most expensive vegetables out there, honestly.
It's so expensive.
It's even more expensive than broccoli. Yeah, it's super expensive, dude. As in, like, kaya kapag nachachapsuy kayo, tas may cauliflower yung chapsuy nyo, tangina mayaman kayo!
Anyways, I discovered the joys of that, and I, you know, I mentioned last week that I've been heavy on the tofu, kimchi, whatever. You know, I'm down like 4 pounds already, so I'm pretty happy with the progress.
Wow! I am happy for you. No way. You know what? Ituloy na natin yung ride. Sorry, I had to cancel the other day.
No, it's all good. I didn't hit you up either. You know, I haven't been hitting you up either. But so yeah, I've been biking. I've been hitting the gym. At least 3 times a week. I don't think I can go more than 3 times a week. I get burnt out. So yeah, 3 times a week is good. Full body workouts. So health wise, you know, I think I'm on track. Movies and shows that I watched this week that might, you know what? I rewatched. Have you seen Her with Joaquin Phoenix?
Yes.
Oh man, I rewatched that movie last night for the first time since I think it came out. Mm-hmm. Dude, that movie's really good, huh? Like I forgot how much I really enjoyed that movie.
There's like a lot to unpack in that movie.
There's you know, it's about, well, technology, but it's not you know how if you watch other sci-fi movies where the AI is super sentient and shit, they usually try to take over the world and stuff. In this case, they kind of approach it differently. So if anyone hasn't seen the movie Her, H-E-R, stars Joaquin Phoenix as a guy who writes like letters for other people as for a living, because I think in this world people have forgotten how to, you know, like use emotions and shit properly. And then he buys a new operating system for his, you know, his tech. And the voice, it's the voice of Scarlett Johansson. And she gives herself the name Samantha. And it's kind of like they develop a relationship. It's a really interesting movie.
They basically fall in love, right?
Yeah. It's about how, you know, maybe humanity versus, you know, can technology develop that sort of feelings kind of thing. But also on the other end, how we kind of have moved away from personal relationships and we're more, you know, in tune with our devices, et cetera, et cetera. Watching it now, I don't know, because I watched it the first time when it came out, I think in 2014. But I guess with the advent or with the bigger rise of ng ano, social media, etc. It was more impactful the second third time around. So yeah, I would highly recommend watching her. Where it's not on Netflix, so you got a special agent John that somewhere. I've started the first episode of the new season of Euphoria, which I know you don't watch yet, but
no. But you know what? I'm planning on watching. I've been seeing a lot of TikToks about it, and I'm like, yeah. I'm convinced. I need to watch this show.
I'm pretty sure it's on the hard drive I lent you, the first season.
Okay.
Check mo lang.
Sige.
But yeah, so the first episode of the new season was really intense and solid show, man. I've talked about that show a lot when I was watching it the first time, like the season when I forgot, that was maybe like a year or two ago when I talked about it here on the show. But it's a really, like, really good show. I really enjoyed it. What else is new with me, man? Nothing. Oh yeah, Snoopy, my doggy, Snoopy's birthday. Yeah. It was her birthday this weekend.
Oh, happy birthday, yeah. Baby.
Oh, we went to BGC and walked around there. Uptown Parade has like a lot of food stalls on, I don't know kung kailan, if it weekend lang yun or I bike by there past the weekdays. I think they still operate. I just don't know. Have you biked by there near like Valkyrie or Zylo, what's it called now? Valkyrie Pool Club.
Yeah, like Uptown Beach.
Yeah, Uptown Parade. They have food stalls. You've seen those food stalls? Yeah, there's
yeah, they get jam packed a little bit in the weekends.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they operate on weekdays, but yeah. So it was Snoopy's birthday. I had a good time just walking around BGC for a few hours. But anything new with me, man? Nothing else, friend. One more big thing. I have one big thing, Rikuji. I actually messaged you about it.
Okay. Dude.
Oh yeah, man. So I bought I've been kind of dabbling in cryptocurrency, right? And I bought an NFT thingy last year. It's kind of like a digital asset. I bought it for like $500. And then I looked at the market price of it like last week, how much people were selling it for. And I sold it at like the lowest price compared to everyone else. I probably could have maybe made more, but I sold it for $5,000.
Dude, wow. No.
Shit. So I'm really happy, man. It's a 10 times investment, which is rare. According to BroadFits, I consulted BroadFits. BroadFits said that like
that's
most
amazing,
only like,
dude.
Only like, I forgot what percentage you gave me, like less than 1% of investments do 10 times. So if you can get 10 times your money back, it's worth like, you know, don't even think about it anymore.
Yeah.
Because I was second guessing. I was like, shit, could I have made more if I held on to it, et cetera? Because I have that FOMO fear. Mm-hmm. But I made it, man. And now I'm going to use that. I already decided that I'm going to use that to buy all the shit that I need for my content creation plans.
Wow. Okay. I'm excited.
I'm looking into the Sony ZV-1 as a vlog cam, but also looking into a second cam. I want to get a GoPro. I've never had a GoPro actually, but I just,
yeah. And that's going to be great for your, you know, if you try to bike around and
biking.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I'm looking into. Maybe even a new, cause I don't have a laptop that's functioning well anymore. So I'm looking into a laptop as well, man. I'm so excited, bro. But yeah, that's what's new with me. Finn, how about you, friend?
Well, last week, because we recorded on a, what day did we record? On a Wednesday, right? On a Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
I think we recorded on a Monday.
On a Monday, but we released it on a
Wednesday.
Okay, so yeah. Last week actually had to manage our coffee shop alone. Did I tell you about that already? Was that just last week?
No, but I saw your stories that there's a waiting list to get in there. You fucking...
No, just kidding. No, that was just... we were just kidding around. There's
I thought there was
outside.
A legit waiting list. I thought you were like a... You know, like a bougie deli in New York.
Wait, registration of puta! No, dude. We were just kidding around earlier today. No, but okay. Last week, because my partner had to stay at home for a couple of weeks just to be sure that we don't... Because she was exposed to somebody who was also exposed. You know what I mean? Like, para medyo second degree na. But we don't want to risk it. We don't want to be the reason the virus would, you know, go around. So just to be sure, she had to stay home for a bit and I had to manage the whole thing by myself. So we decided to do, I don't know why I did it, but I did it anyway. We decided to have like a promo for our bottled coffee the whole week. And there were 2 days where we had to make 50 plus bottles.
Wow.
And it was just, it was insane. Like after I was high on the smell of coffee and thankfully like a friend went with me to make the coffee, the 50 bottles. Mm-hmm. And at one point we weren't even talking. Like di na kami nagpapansinan while we're making the coffee. Wala na, as in tuloy-tuloy na lang talaga. And it was actually, it was funny kasi I took a video. Tapos pag tinignan mo yung video, talagang walang pansinan para magkagalit. Ganun. Because we just wanted to get it over with. Although, there were a couple of days also na parang 30 bottles. So I did that by myself. And then, wow, thankfully, I had time to like close super early and, you know, bike around and shit. Speaking of biking, actually, on Saturday, I decided to close shop and bike around, and we did the Alabang route again, which we did last December.
Saan yung Alabang route? Which way do you go? Down the service road?
Well, we went to C5 Service Road and then Alabang, and then going back we would pass by like Naiya, like Paranaque, Naiya. What do you mean No.
Like near No, but Naiya, like down that ganun area. Oh, okay.
Yeah, tapos lalabas kami ng Lawton, BGC, and then Brixton, Capitolio, and then you know.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so so I'm happy about that ride actually, because the people I was with, tama ba yung grammar ko?
People I was the one.
The people I was, I know.
The people I were with.
No, I were
the
with.
You were with. The people I, you were
the,
with.
The people I were with. Parang mali.
No, the people you were with.
Yeah. They were the same, like the same group of people I was with before, like in December. So, nung nag-ride ulit kami this time, they were telling me na parang, uy, parang you can keep up, na parang lumakas ka mag-bike. And I'm like, I'm so happy. Like, buti may progress, because I didn't, like, you know, I don't recognize, kasi wala naman akong Strava, alam mo yun, like, I don't really know the terms and like, how to keep up with the shit and everything. So, when they told me na parang nakaka-keep up ako, I'm like, great, oh my gosh. Honestly, at one point, I was just looking at their feet, like yung feet nung nasa harap ko, and I was just convincing myself na if they're still pedaling, you should pedal too. Okay? Padyak ka lang habang kumapadyak sila, okay? So, that's what I did. Like, para ayoko din kasi naman na parang pabigat ako, you know what I mean? So, I try to keep up. And I'm pretty happy that I did keep up. And I'm pretty happy that, you know, I wasn't, what do you call this? Like, pabebe and whatever.
Yeah, right.
However, after that, oh my gosh, I had a shift after that at 8 p.m. to 12 midnight. I was just, I don't know, delirio levels lang ako, as in dun sa show. I couldn't even, oh my gosh, I couldn't even keep my eyes open. I was just like, tumitirik na yung mata ko. But anyway, I managed to go through that. And yeah, it was such a fun ride too, because, you know, at the very least, hindi ako parang kabado, or hindi ako yung parang, umayos na iiwan na ako, ganun. So I was just, you know, enjoying the ride. We ate at Bungalow Cafe, which was my first time eating there.
Sa Molito.
My God, sobrang sarap ng kinain ko. It's like an omelette. And then I also got their chocolate croissant, which is amazing. Honestly, I feel like the best part of that restaurant would be their pastries. They have bomb-ass pastries. It's in wildflower levels, ganon. Yeah, dude, it was so good. I feel like
one time lang nakapunta din sa bungalow a few years ago.
Yeah, it's so good. I think also one of the reasons why I know, parang I had energy to keep up with the ride was because I ate a lot. So parang dami ko kinain dun, dude. And I no regrets, as in like I just want to enjoy. Papahirapin ko na lang yung sarili ko. Gusto kong kumain na masarap, no?
10 minutes yung biyay, one way. Like, I mean, at the pace you were going.
We were, ano ba? We left at around 7 from Chandesitas. Sila kasi they came from Quezon City pa. So, sobrang aga nila. Like, 6:30 sila umalis.
Okay.
I came from Chandesitas. So, we left there at around 7. We arrived at Molito a little before 9, maybe 8:45.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
an hour and a half.
Yeah. Because right. Ano palang C5 palang medyo ako sa akin. I'm sure sa kanila hindi. Where C5 right. Palang medyo struggle na eh. Kasi like especially because kakagising mo lang, you know, hindi ka pa warm ganyan. So medyo may wall talaga that you have to kind of break through. Mm-hmm. But once we were in the service road already, I was like, okay, I'm feeling it. So it was a pretty fun ride. Sunday we had to open whole day. Super thankful that a lot of people came, and although, you know, we still had to manage everything. The people inside that, you know, they can't stay, or we only put like a few chairs inside anyway, so not a lot of people can stay inside. And most of the people are just outside in the street, which is, I don't know if it's a problem again, because before that was our problem in the first location. However, this one is, our area really is a, like a commercial space anyway. So I don't know if it's going to be a problem.
What's the publication that?
We got featured at Tatler Asia, dude. We got featured. And the article, wait lang, let me just pull it up. I reposted it on my Instagram. 9 bike friendly cafes for your next ride about town. Oh,
dude, and
gosh.
It's like if you read the other names on there, bro, you probably know all of those other.
I know, and I'm like,
Arabica
God, so kinilig kami. Like, we couldn't even believe it. I don't know. And I'm like, me and Abby were like, I don't know what we did to be, you know, for us to be included. But we were super thankful. Shout out to David Ong of the curator for suggesting us. And shout out to Tatler Asia. Damn! On Instagram, they're Tatler Dining PH. I think yun yung parang
handle nila.
Yeah, yun yung handle nila. So yeah. Super proud that we're, you know, included in that list. And you guys should check out, you know, all the coffee shops in that list. They're all super good. I've tried out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 of the 9. I haven't been to Izu and Alchemist.
Granville.
Granville, I've been there. Dude, it's so good there. It's super bikeable. You should go there. It's really, really nice. As in. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. But yeah, so there. We got featured and I'm super happy. Thank you again, Tatler Asia. And what else? Wait, I did something. I know I did. Oh, right. Yesterday, for some reason, I bought new pots and pans. You know those like aesthetic Korean pots and pans that you see on YouTube. It's like Neo Flam, parang ganon, like Fika. Yun yung parang pangalan ng
brand. I've never seen those, but I will.
Anyway, if you look it up right now, they look super nice, and I've always wanted it. They've been in my Lazada cart for like more than a year, maybe a year. Sobrang tagal ko nang pinaplano na bumili nun, but I never really, you know, convinced myself. And yesterday, I was like, I really need new pans. You know, my pens are great. Actually, my pens are actually, they're also good quality, but because they've been with me for like 2 years, you know, it's too much. Okay.
Yeah, what did you do with your old pen?
I gave it away. Yeah. Okay. I gave it away to some people. Kasi actually maganda yung first set of pans ko. It's like, it doubles as like a baking pan. Like you can put it in the oven and the handle is detachable. So everything is metal and you can just put it in the oven. Well, this time around, I decided to buy my pans with the handle. already and it's not detachable, but it's okay. So yeah, I'm super happy. Did you see the whole
I'm looking on YouTube right now.
No, look, just Google it, like FIKA pans.
FIKA
or FICA. Yeah, FICA or FICA. I don't know how you say it. Yeah,
I see. Oh yeah, it's what I saw on YouTube. I saw these on YouTube. Like, I mean, I just typed in aesthetic Korean pans. Ito din lumabas eh.
Diba? Yeah. So I'm super happy. I got an egg pan. You know the square one?
I see it right here.
The rectangle one. I got that, and then I got a wok, and I also got a pot. I'm super excited. You know I'm gonna make a YouTube video with it. So.
Yeah, man.
What else did I do? Yesterday I ate out with a friend, Mary Grace. Oh, you know what I tried recently? I tried Barocca and espresso. So I just melted. Yeah, I just melted Barocca, like in water, 130 grams of water, and it was half a what do you call that?
Cup.
Half a circle. The circle.
Half a tablet.
Half a tablet. Circle. half a circle. They half a tablet. And then I put in a water and then I put an espresso shot and it wasn't bad. I don't know if I like it, like if I prefer it than like, let's say, soda water and lemon, but it's not bad, okay. Dude. I feel like ang kalaban mo lang dun would be sakit ng chan. I feel like it, you know, it can make your tummy funky a little bit, right. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I put my Barocca in sa soda machine, soda water machine.
Yeah, dude, diba? Parang, I mean,
it's like, ano, parang royal.
Royal.
Yeah, ang ganun.
Na may vitamins.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there.
Baroque.
Anyway, that's it, really. Finn,
all right. Yeah. Wow, Wapow. All right, what do you want to start with, man? You want to do the sad songs one first?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, so there is a company that is willing to pay $1,100 for you to listen to sad breakup songs for 24 hours. Of course, this is only, the offer is only being offered to people who are recently going through a breakup. The name of the company is Finance Buzz, and they are looking for one recently single person to take on the role of DJ of Heartache and listen to some of the most infamous breakup tunes. The reason why, they said, is because they're both, they're looking to ease the emotional and monetary pain of doing it. But also, they're looking to pay a music lover who's going through a breakup and still recovering from one to listen to and help them create the ultimate playlist for every stage of breakup. They claim that with breakup season peaking in March, I didn't know that. So there's a breakup season pala.
I thought March. It was December.
Well, I don't know. According to this article, peaking in March, the playlist should help future exes get through the coming months. So I mean, I don't know why. Is it like a service? They're just trying to make the best breakup playlist, I guess.
I have a question. Do you have to cry for you to get paid? Or I mean, like, how do they know that you're sad while listening to the song?
I don't know.
What if you're like a naturally happy person, right?
But it's still, you can still send in your applications, by the way, until January 31, and they're going to announce the winner on Feb 2. Unfortunately for all the Leche fans who are not here, but I know there's some Leche fans in the US. You have to be over 18 and based in the US, and there's actually a link. You can just Google it. You can find the link on how to get to it. But it doesn't list which songs are like part of the playlist, because it says they're going to make you listen to the ultimate breakup list songs.
What's but for you your ultimate breakup song, like for you?
Oh, man,
the song that makes you sad.
Sheesh.
I have one.
You know, John Mayer's Slow Dancing in a Burning Room is always a good one. But what's your one?
Mine would be, I told you about this, like my breakup song from Love. Never Not. If you look at the lyrics, actually, it's like really sad.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, dude.
Yeah. Love. It makes you me told me Love's album in general, right?
No, just that song. But yeah,
just
Love's album.
album.
Album in general, yeah. But yeah, that song is pretty sad. Ano pa yung what do you call this?
Well, actually, here's the
Fray. I mean,
the Fray. Ano mga Fray songs na malungkot?
Ano yun? Ano
not how to save a life, right? No, not that one, right?
Baka yun yung iniisip ko.
Maybe.
I'm actually not sure.
But the assignment pala, just looking at the official website of Finance Buzz, is you generate a playlist, but for the five stages of grief after a breakup. So you're making five playlists. That's the assignment. Mm. So denial, anger, relapse, depression, and acceptance or moving on. Which I guess, yeah, because when you say what's the ultimate breakup song, you really have to categorize it, right? Like which song helps you, you know, because I remember way back when if you went through a breakup, a lot of people would hit the gym, right? I would hit the gym and you play like some angry music, right? Like you're angry like that. What's that one song? I Hate Everything About You. You know that song? I hate everything about you. It's Grace.
I like that.
No, it's called I Hate Everything About You. I think it's by 3 Days Grace. And it's like an angry song, man. Also, Puddle of Mud was a good one. You know, like She Hates Me by Puddle of Mud. That one's also one was on the angry playlist. But yeah, denial, anger, relapse, depression, and acceptance. So can you, you know, if you create a playlist, if you can create the ultimate playlist, they'll pay you. It's pretty cool, man.
Pretty cool. I mean, like, cool. I guess easy way to make money.
Yeah, I never thought about making, I mean, like five stages. Because usually when you make a, you know, when you're sad, usually maybe you're just listening to it in the moment, but you don't realize that you move from a different set of songs until you reach, you know,
that's acceptance. True. Acceptance. But you know what? Recently, I've been listening to Happier Than Ever, not the Billie Eilish version.
Oh, not that one.
Yeah, I like the cover. The TikTok version. Yeah, yeah, the guy.
ASTN. Yeah, I love his rendition. I have that on my like songs too.
I love his rendition, and I think it's, I don't know, it's more parang
R&B.
Oh, parang it's easier to listen to, so I like that version. Gusto ko yung last ano eh. Gusto ko yung last na lyrics.
Yeah.
Ay nagplay. Yung last ano, just fucking leave me alone. Favorite, ang ganda talaga.
Baka Austin, no? ASTN, baka Austin.
Maybe. But galing ni Billie Eilish dun. Nice. Yeah, so there.
All right, so there you go. I mean, it's not too late if you live in the U.S., if you're over 18. I know we have some Leche fans in the U.S., so just in case you're heartbroken, malay ninyo. You never know. You might actually get it.
Mm-hmm. So, and then you make money.
Yeah. So if you want to go to the website, it's financebuzz.com, FINANCE.
Yeah. Usually, usually when you're heartbroken, nalugi ka pa eh. Kasi syempre, di ba, like, the person you were with, lilibre mo, bibilin mo ng mga bagay-bagay, di ba? Tapos you get your heart fucking broken. Dude, lugi, gul. Huwag na.
That's one of the reasoning, actually, is why they're paying is also, yun nga, you know, retail therapy or, you know, to pay for et cetera, you know.
Actually, stuff. I saw this one TikTok about like, parang gumawa siya ng skit about reimbursements of failed relationships na parang, ano yung reimburse mo? Ano po, travel expenses po kasi taga Fairview po siya tapos ako po taga South. Tapos ako lagi nag-a-adjust.
If I had a, anong tawag dito? Like a, parang tax return of you know, expenses from failed relationships. I feel like it'd be so much money, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
think about it. Gas.
I remember buying, and you have to realize that my money back then, like in college, I would only have $1,500 per week for myself, for everything, for laundry, for food, whatever. Yeah, and I saved up for a 3,000 peso cap. For the person cap. I was with, a cap, and I was like, okay, that's ayaw niya, and I'm like, well, you know what? Honestly,
ayaw niya,
hindi niya sinuot ever. Honestly, it was my fault. I kind of like forced it upon the person, but Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Actually, nagalit pa nga siya nung binigyan ko na parang sabi niya, sinayang mo lang ang pera mo, blah, blah, blah.
That's the reason why I don't buy gifts, actually, way back. Because I stopped doing it way back, college, even like early college. Because I
But honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly, kasi ako at this point, even if like, let's say, you know, obviously there is still that risk that you're not going to end up together forever or whatever. It's just, it gives me joy in the moment to just give somebody a gift. And whenever I do give a gift, it's really, parang I make sure that they're going to like it.
Yeah.
At least may natutunan naman ako.
as they say, you know, like it's like the you shouldn't really want anything in return except for the pleasure of like giving the gift, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Akala ko for the pleasure, and then you're just gonna stop there.
All right.
For the pleasure of their tongue exploring your body.
All right, you'll take the lead on this one from Lito.
Okay, so basically, so Lito Atienza, former Manila mayor, if I'm not mistaken.
And a VP candidate,
stood firm against same-sex marriage and divorce. So, medyo nagbitaw siya ng medyo spicy words, you know what I mean? That kind of stirred the pot. He said, marriage is for reproduction. If you want only pleasure and material consideration, you can give it to your best friend. Enjoy your lives together. Nobody is stopping you. And sinabi niya rin na iba yung same-sex marriage, iba yung civil union. I'm for defending the rights of everyone, LGBTQ. I respect everyone's right to enjoy themselves in life, but I will never support same-sex marriage. Do you know why? Because same-sex marriage is against natural law. It is against natural law. And he says that I don't believe in it, but I would agree that there are problems for some couples who have to attend to whom we have to attend to. It's
a lot of people are mad.
And yeah. if you really want to unpack arguments of people who are against same-sex marriage, diba parang, if you think about it, kung yun yung argument niya na marriage is for reproduction, so what do you call couples who are married and they don't want to have kids, diba? Yeah. Or they can't have kids, diba? Parang, do you call their marriage a sham?
Yeah. Diba?
Parang, sobrang weak na talaga noon. And I'm actually thankful that right now a lot of people are seeing that as a weak argument, you know.
Yeah. Inka Magnayo, you know, everyone knows Inka Magnayo, right? She tweeted, like, if the purpose of marriage is for reproduction, then why can we do that without first being married? This is so stupid. I don't even makes sense. I mean, like, if it really is for reproduction, but the fact is you can do that without being married, right?
Exactly. So
the point kind of falls flat on its face if you bring it and, you know, use that as the main focal point of the argument. Mm-hmm. Strange.
Also, you know, right now, like families, it comes in different forms, diba? Obviously, there is like, let's say, the traditional quote-unquote like family that you see, you know, the mother and father, and then there are children. But right now, I mean, anything can be in family, right? If you have pets, you know, a couple could just be a family, right? You are a family. Mm-hmm. So, parang sobrang weak na talaga nung ganong argument. And hopefully people realize that. Actually.
Yeah. Okay. UPLB Babaylan on Twitter posted, mm-hmm. I think it really encapsulates what I think is correct. Equality means making the same choices available to all. Unfortunately, homophobic entities like Atienza have continuously restricted the LGBTQ+ community of the right to marry simply because it doesn't align with their notion of marriage. And I think that really encapsulates how I feel about it, because it really is about giving everyone the same opportunity. And by the statement that Mr. Atienza made, it segregates a lot of people, or I don't even know if that's the correct word, but it keeps a lot of people out. It only makes it man, woman, purpose is babies.
It does not unite people.
No, not at all.
Diba? Not at all. It's actually sobrang contradicting nga ng mga sinasabi niya. Saying that he's defending the rights of everyone and LGBTQ community. But actually, he's not. I mean, right? I mean, anong kinaiba ng people who are in relationships in the LGBTQ community with like cisgendered people? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Walang pinakaiba. Tao tayo lahat, diba?
So a lot of people, I mean, you can see it on Twitter, how people are feeling. Yeah, you can see what people have been saying. But I think we brought this up again. I mean, we've talked about stories like this in the past, but just as a, you know, as a discussion point for people and why, you know, this viewpoint in, well, for us seems archaic, right? It's very outdated.
And honestly, I always think now whenever, let's say, people say that it's not natural or that's, you know, hindi, kumbaga, yun nga, yung parang argument nga, it's against natural law. I mean, like, all these things, sino bang nag-make up ng lahat ng rules na to? Tao din naman eh, diba? Mm-hmm. You know, people made up all these rules, all these, like, notions and stuff. And if people made it up, you know, in the olden age, we can always change it. You know, yes. We can always change the narrative, the discussion. So that's why I think it's also important to talk about it from time to time. Diba? Kailangan mapag-usapan to, you know, let's bring it up. That's, I know it's an uncomfortable conversation, but when it's an uncomfortable conversation, it's a conversation you need to have.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
It's time for change. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. That's the TT. Before we move on to our final spicy one involving Drake and his hot sauce covered penis, before we do that, we have to take a quick break. Time to do some
commercials.
To pay the bills, and we're talking once again High Sense Smart ULED TVs, because everyone wants to watch something that is, well, immersive. And when you watch it, it wants to feel real. And, you know, any viewing experience that feels like that is going to be great. So Hisense TVs come with exciting top of the line features geared towards an immersive viewing experience, such as.
Yes. Hisense ULED TVs are equipped with Dolby Vision, a stunning HDR imaging technology that brings extraordinary color contrast and brightness to the screen. And this is actually what you see in movie theaters, right?
Yeah, definitely. And including also sound, because not just about the, you know, not everything's just visual. To be more immersive, you need great sound. So it comes with Dolby Atmos, which makes you hear different sounds and effects from all angles, right? Go back to Grey's Anatomy, right? You can hear the nurse on one end of the screen. Dr. Gray! Yes, Dr. Gray!
Oh my gosh.
Left to right.
Na-imagine ko talaga yung ano yung favorite scene ko. Ano mo favorite scene ko sa ano, Grey's Anatomy? I would have to think about it. But I mean, okay. Like, there are a lot. Yeah. Like, can you imagine, like, your favorite movie and then height of the movie, climax of the movie, and you're watching it on a Hisense TV? Dude, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
And it also has something that I, you know, something's a newer feature that I never really experienced in TVs before. It has a full array local dimming pro. So it enables a way for the LED TVs to improve the like ratio in dark scenes. Because, you know, I've always had this issue watching movies where the scenes are so dark. Like, it's so like Walking Dead, bro. It's so dark, bro. So with this, you know, full array local dimming pro, TV will never feel TV has never felt so real. Okay?
Yes. So go get your own Hisense Smart 4K ULED TV and get a free sound bar for every purchase. I know, free. Hisense TVs are available in appliance stores nationwide and also in Lazada and in Shopee.
Mm-hmm. And you can find more info once again at Hisense PH on Instagram. That's HISENSEPH on IG. Also Hisense on Facebook, or visit their website, hisense.com.ph. That does it for
commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. What, pal? All right. The last thing we're talking about is Instagram model and rapper Drake, Rika G. An Instagram model is accusing Drake of, well, here's the caption from the tabloid, of getting a little too spicy during a romantic encounter that took place at the rapper's hotel a few weeks ago. So although this happened a few weeks ago, this story only broke earlier this week. So the model claimed that she that Drake added a packet of hot sauce into a used condom in order to kill his sperm after the two had sex.
Okay. Because apparently, I mean, like, for him to have this whole plan, feeling ko, it's happened before. It's happened a lot before that, you know, they get his
semen.
I was trying to find like another spicy word for it.
Zon rocks.
Zonamonta. But yeah, that they get his semen and they would try to impregnate themselves with his semen. And apparently, you know what? There's a tennis player before na ginawa na sa kanya yon. Like this girl blew him.
Isn't it?
Kikwento ko muna sa yung isang story.
Okay.
This girl went down on him and saved his spur, like his extraction
in her mouth.
And then impregnated herself, and it worked.
I don't know
if that's possible. I mean, hindi pa parang namamatay agad yun.
I learned that in science or whatever class that was where they talk about sexual reproduction.
Actually, no. Like, doesn't it thrive 3 days, even after 3 days?
But I heard it, if it touches air, like if it's exposed to air, like they die.
I know.
That's what I was taught.
If it's in your mouth, it has saliva, right?
Yeah. So wait, for the tennis player one.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, like, I'm trying to figure out the logistics of it all, right? Unless she's super flexible and can directly deposit it into, you know, her chem-chems, right? She had to have moved it from point A to point B, but how? Like, into her hand and then down there?
You know
there?
How, like, there are some people who use, like, turkey basters and stuff?
Okay, I get. Oh, like a syringe,
like that a syringe sense. Without the needle.
That's actually way more smart than what I would have done. You know, if I was
right. But still, I mean, it has other elements already in there. It has your saliva. It has the hot sauce.
Yeah.
So
here's the Drake. Apparently, you know, like because of stories like this, Drake is very cautious apparently, and you know, killed. I guess he just had hot sauce lying next to him or like in the bathroom maybe. So when he took off the condom, he put hot sauce on it. But the reason why the Instagram model found out about this, apparently she screamed due to the burning sensation because, you know, you put hot sauce down there. You know, I don't have a sensitive, but I have touched my face with hot sauce. Like I've touched near my eyes and like open crevices. It's not pleasant.
Are you comparing the pem-pem to your...
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. I mean,
just spraying something down there, it will burn. Like, let's say, kunwari gusto mo pabanguhan yung pem-pem mo. It's not cute.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been documented that Drake has been careful about this because, you know, like you said, it's not the first time that's happened to, well, celebrities. Because, you know, first of all, Drake is very wealthy. So, you know, child support is something that I guess some people want, you know, they get money for life, right? Because they have to pay for the baby. But,
That's like some I don't know. I feel like people aren't mad at what Drake did.
I mean, they shouldn't be mad at Drake. They should be kind of upset at the Instagram model, right? For trying to
fucked up.
Yeah. It's just weird. Like, I most people, what do? They flush the condom, or which you shouldn't do, by the way. But, like, that seems like a more logical. But to put hot sauce, like, out of all the things, why hot sauce?
Maybe that's like the condiment that was readily available.
So any condiment would work is probably.
I think I think for us to know, we should experience.
I mean, well, hot sauce is probably the one of the cheapest condiments. Like, if you get not the premium, I wouldn't use Tabasco, right?
Yeah,
to kill my sperm, right? I would probably use like the really cheap one.
Yeah,
I feel like
or the ones that you get like free from pizza, right?
Yeah,
so order
true.
Pizza. Yeah,
so you keep sachets instead of putting it in your drawer in the kitchen. You just leave a couple in the nightstand in the bathroom.
Okay, I'm Googling, will hot sauce kill sperm?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to do that too. Can hot sauce...
How do you ensure that your sperm is not stolen from a condom?
Well, there we go. Okay. How do we do it?
Okay, it says here...
Oh, this is from Reddit. Okay, this is from Reddit.
It's from Reddit.
Okay. The top comment is, like if you're here because of Drake's case.
We're all curious, okay? It says here, I read about a case a while back, the hot sauce is condom because he suspected his girlfriend was taking them out of the trash. Okay. Wait a minute.
She tried to charge him with assault. Not Drake, but according to this one Reddit comment that
there's this comment that another, like somebody commented, how about just wrap up your condom and take it home with you? It's just in your pocket. In your bag.
I mean, you can wrap it in a tissue. I feel like that's the most sensible thing.
Would they? Or like a Ziploc or something.
If I was in Drake's position, right, you wrap or just, well, I don't know what their plan was. Was she staying the night?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, you wouldn't keep it on right after. It would fall off, I guess. Huh.
It's okay. So there is an article that says, wait lang. Expert says Drake's hot sauce trick won't kill your sperm. There's no medical evidence I know of that suggests hot sauce is effective as a spermicidal agent. But there are spermicidal, like I do know of a product that you can like spray in your vag as a spermicidal. Yeah, like a spermicidal spray. So that, you know, when there's sperm inside, it just kills it. So I don't know what it contains, but I'm sure there's no hot sauce in there. Okay.
Oh, this is all, by the way, this is just from an Instagram model's point of view, right?
Okay.
Drake, the only thing that Drake did to address these rumors was he posted two pictures of himself, and the caption was, you can have your 15 minutes of fame. I'll take the other 23 hours and 45 minutes. But a lot of his friends, his celebrity friends were joking about the situation. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we don't know if it's true or not, but I'm 100% sure that this is not something new. Not maybe the hot sauce thing is different, but the, you know, how celebrities go through lengths to protect their semen.
Their semen.
This is the most times I've said the word semen, like in my
Similia.
Life. Right? Dude, we gotta find out. We gotta find out.
I really want to know what kills sperm.
Okay. What,
diba?
Kills sperm? What kills sperm?
I know ang... Diba, what contains like a spermicidal agent? What kills sperm?
Okay, what foods contain spermicide?
Yeah.
Spermicide. Is that that's the right term, right? Spermicide?
I think so. Can you hear how fast JC is typing? Like, we are on this.
A spermicide is a substance that kills sperm. Spermicides are available as jelly, foam, cream, suppositories, and film. Okay, but what is what is a natural spermicide? The citric acid in lemons acts as a natural
vinegar acidity.
There we go.
Hot sauce is pretty acidic if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yes. It's actually like it's fermented, diba? It's fermented peppers.
Oh. Okay. Well, there we go. The science is sound. That's enough for me. That is enough for me.
Research done. R&D.
That's enough proof for me, man. Hot sauce works, right? or as one Reddit comment said, just don't sleep with someone you don't know.
Yeah, dude.
Any more thoughts on the hot sauce condom?
I think that is the mental, what do you call this, power that I have for that. I don't think I have to think about it even more.
Yeah, that's it for today, man. So, I know citrus is a spermicide, natural spermicide.
Stock up on lemons.
There we go.
It's good for your skin.
Yeah. help prevent disease and unwanted pregnancy.
Don't shove up a whole lemon inside there. Please,
just
don't.
Just a little bit. Just a little.
That's
the podcast for today. If you're wondering why it's coming out on Wednesday, just in case you missed the announcement, we're changing our release schedule to every Wednesday for the time being. And yeah, follow us everywhere, The Halala Show, everywhere except for Instagram, where it's just Halala Show. You can email us, thehalalashow@gmail.com. Anything else am I missing?
Join the Facebook group if you guys just want to interact with other Lecce fans. It's The Halala Show Lecce Fam on Facebook. And that's it, you guys.
Yeah. Let us know your favorite breakup songs and your favorite spermicides in the post there.
Calamansi.
Actually, calamansi, no? Di ba pwede?
Di ba? Mura pa.
Mura kaysa sa lemon. Anyway, let's take a show song.
Do, 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 do.
Halala Show.
Bye.
Later, 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 later.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.